it's time for...
Oral Sweep.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said oral sweep. Oral sweep is the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. With All Sweet Margarine invites you to meet the meat. Swift and Company's family of favorite foods invite you to meet your favorite radio family, the Mortimer Meat, to live on Elm Street in Civic Center. Well, it's breakfast time in the little white house with the green shutters, and the family is trooping into the table. Louie, naturally, is leading the procession. And need we say who is forced to the end of the line?
You? Excuse me, Morty.
Certainly, Louie. You run right along to the table and start beating on it with your silverware.
Yeah, always joking, ain't you?
Golly, the way Uncle Louie hurries to a meal, you'd think Mother had tied a string to his plate so she could pull it away with a jerk.
With a jerk or from one.
Now, you two leave Louie alone. I like to see a man with a big appetite.
You're big, dear? For Louie's appetite, big is a small word.
Yeah, well, anyway, you can see me when I turn sideways.
Yeah, right, sure. I certainly can. You look like you're smuggling a ham under your vest. A Swift premium ham, that is. Oh, yeah, I must remember to get one for Easter.
A ham?
Yeah.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
Now, Louie Mortimer.
Huh?
Well, Mortimer,
huh?
You shaved this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I nicked myself a little, didn't I?
Mortimer, you know next week is Old Settlers Week here in Civic Center, and all the men in town are supposed to grow beards for the celebration and pageant.
Yeah, sure, Morty. What do you think I got on my face this morning?
Hey.
No.
Oh, well, it's usually some sort of food, Louie.
Oh, yeah? Well, listen, Morty. According to the rules, you either got to grow a pioneer beard by next week or boom, into the calaboose you go.
You mean in jail?
Yeah.
That's right, Daddy. Of course, it's only in fun, but they will fine you. You know, your boss, Mr. Barker, is chairman of the whole affair.
Yeah, well, I was going to wear my suit with the patch pockets and the belt in the back. I want to go as something different.
Different, Mortimer?
Yes, dear. I thought I'd go as a spectator.
Very funny. Me? I'm going as a bum.
Yeah, no use being different, huh, Louie?
Yeah, that's right. I resent that.
Mother said I could wear great-great-grandmother's wedding dress.
Yes, Mortimer, you remember. It's in the old camelback trunk in the attic.
Well, I thought you threw that away, dear.
Oh, I just couldn't bring myself to it. Why, it has all our old family heirlooms and clothes in it.
Yes, well, I could wear my great-great-grandfather's sheriff's outfit. It's in there, but, you know, he was nobody, as far as I know.
That wheezing little old pipsqueak. I saw that costume of his up there. A black frock coat with a star as big as a manhole cover. You'd look sillier than usual in that rig.
Yeah, that's so.
And Mortimer, there are prizes, too. Have you forgotten the Distinguished Ancestors contest?
Well, I was trying to, dear.
Why, Mortimer, think of the honor. Think of the prestige. And think how pretty Peggy will look leading the grand march with the guests of honor because she has the best ancestry in town.
Oh, gee, Wilkins, wouldn't that be exciting? To have the most distinguished ancestors.
Well, I'm afraid Mr. Barker has the edge there.
What do you mean, Mortimer?
Well, his great-great-grandfather was the town's first mayor. And my sheriff forefather must have worked for him. Only Civic Center was called Lawless Gus then.
Well, I'm sure the Meek family has just as illustrious an ancestor as the Barkers do. Somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I sure hope we find him fast because the whole idea is just sensational. Oh, golly, Curly Bradley, the famous singing cowboy, will be here.
For goodness sake, he will. Curly Bradley will. My gracious. Who's he?
Daddy, Curly's only the number one Western movie star. Besides, his great-great-grandfather was the most famous bad man in Civic Center.
A bad man, daughter? Oh, my, probably ran old Sheriff Meek right out of town.
Oh. Not that bad. It's sort of a Robin Hood. And Elsie Martin said Curly is an 11th cousin of her uncle, Mr. Barker.
Well, if he's a celebrity, Mr. Barker will treat him like a brother.
What's the matter, Morty? Jealous of Barker? You act like you got some skeletons in the meat closet.
Oh, Louie, don't be silly. It's just that I think the whole affair is a very silly and unimportant thing.
Oh, you do? Well, Mortimer, this time I'm going to be firm.
You're going to be firm.
The Meeks come from a proud line.
Proud line.
And all the Meeks family will be represented.
And all the Meeks family will be represented.
And that is that.
Hey, Morty.
Yes, Louie.
Don't look now, but I think your family tree showed.
Over the back fence, over the phone at the weekly club meeting, or under the family tree, the main topic of discussion these days is, no, not Easter bonnets, but the high cost of eating. Now, that's where all-sweet margarine can be mighty helpful. For all-sweet is the economical table spread that's so delicious, so delicately naturally flavored, even your most particular dinner guest will enthuse. All-sweet's a budget wonder in the kitchen, too. Cakes and cookies are super good when made with all-sweet. And leftovers, well, they take a new lease on life if dressed up with a creamy, rich, all-sweet sauce. Why not try using all-sweet for just 1 month? Now, during that month, park not the pennies, but the dimes and quarters you save with all-sweet in a box. Then, at the end of the month, open the box. And there, just what you need for your new spring hat. Yes, all-sweet is not only delicious eating, it's mighty thrifty eating, too. Use it just once. Then you'll see why all-sweet is the first choice of housewives from coast to coast. Get all-sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. And now, back to the meat. It's a week later, and the big day is at hand. All City Center is at the railroad station to welcome Curly Bradley.
Oh, goodness, Daddy. Huh? What a mob there is here at the station. Oh, can't you push through the crowd just a little more?
Well, now, dear, you forget. I'm not your Uncle Louie. I'm only human.
Daddy, if you don't mind, I'm going to try to get a little closer. Yeah. I'm dying to see if Curly Bradley is really as handsome as he looks in the movie.
Yeah, well, go ahead, dear. I can't move anyway. You, my gracious, feels like the whole town is standing on my feet. You, oh, look, would you please mind shifting to another toe?
What did you say?
I said, would you please mind shifting? Your judge, oh, my gracious, Mr. Parker. Excuse me. Hey, go ahead. Put your other foot on. You can see better then, yes.
Meek? Huh? What are you doing here? Why aren't you down at the office?
Well, but Mr. Barker, you gave the whole force a day off, remember?
Oh, taking advantage of my good nature, eh, Meek?
Oh, no, no, Mr. Barker. We wanted to see your cousin, Curly Bradley, come in.
Huh? Oh, yes, Curly. With him coming and my winning the Distinguished Ancestor Contest tonight, life will be perfect.
Well, but Mr. Barker...
Meek, my great-great-grandfather was the town's first mayor, you know. I'd like to see anyone beat that.
Anybody'd be a fool to try.
Well, come along, Meek. Train's due any minute. You can help Curly with his bag. Great honor, you know.
Yeah, oh, of course, Mr. Barker, yes. Maybe I should have grown a longer beard. I seem to be the goat anyway.
The Distinguished Ancestor Contest elects the girl.
Oh, you're sure your uncle is going to win?
Well, but who else, honey? His great-great-grandfather was the town's first mayor. I mean, how can he lose?
Small and deep. Oh, God, here comes the tree. I'll see you later, Peggy.
I've got to go over and get Curly in hand.
Dear boy.
Bye. I'll just stay here and watch with the common people.
There he is.
Civic Center, Curly.
Hi there, Cousin Barker. Where's the bunkhouse? I won't unhitch, break out my saddle, roll, and bed down. I'm plumb tuckered out. That iron horse a pulling this train bucked and reared all the way in.
Hello, Curly.
Well, hi there, ma'am. Who's the filly, cousin?
This is my niece, Elsie Martin. Cousin?
Proud and happy to meet up with you, ma'am. Any kin to my cousin is a kin to me.
Oh, Curly. I'm just dying to hear your sing.
Oh, yes. Give him a song, Curly.
Well, since you all got your six-shooters aimed at me, I guess I'd better tie up. Take my saddle roll out of the way, will you, boy?
Yes, sir, Mr. Bradley. And would you mind removing your spur from my leg?
Oh, carry me back
long prairie, where the coyotes howl and the wind blows free.
Oh, well, well, now, daughter, well, what's wrong? Now, dear, here, take my handkerchief and...
Thanks, Daddy.
Yes, and then we'll try to do something about this.
But what can we do?
Yeah, well, give me back my handkerchief first.
Here you are. Daddy, can't you think of any distinguished ancestors?
Well, dear, I can try again to find somebody illustrious. Hand me the family album, please.
All right.
Yeah. Now then, now let's see. Uh-huh. You can, oh, no, can't you can. Here we are. Now, this is Montmorency meat, my great-great-grandfather's great-uncle, twice removed.
Twice removed?
Uh-huh.
Well, Daddy, what did he do?
He got to his feet and went in again.
Daddy.
Oh, no. Yes, I know. No, the only interesting thing he ever did was he once had the hiccups for 14 days. But he finally stopped them.
How?
He died. No.
Oh, Daddy, that would never, never win.
No, I'm afraid not. Well, now, let's look a little bit further. Well, now, wasn't I a cute little rascal?
Who's that?
Huh? Oh, that? Oh, that deer is Milford meat. Yeah, he was a postman over in River Junction. Never missed a mail delivery in 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Very fine. You should like... No. Well, this is my great-aunt, Melissa meat. Yes, but she was known for her afghan.
Oh, no, Daddy, I don't think... Daddy!
Hmm?
Who's that? He looks awfully just indeed.
Oh, well, that's my grandpa's cousin, Phineas Frommage. Yes, he discovered oil here.
Oh, but Daddy, there's no oil in Civic Center.
That's what the stockholders found out.
Oh, I knew it. I would have to come from a family of nobodies. We haven't got a chance.
You might as well admit it, Morty. You're a failure. You should have known better than to have a bunch of mediocre ancestors. Just look at the trouble they're causing their descendants.
Wrong with Peggy Mortimer. She passed me on the steps, crying her heart out.
Well, I was trying to find a distinguished ancestor for the contest tonight, dear.
And?
Well, the ancestors that I found were very nice, but dull.
Oh, poor Peggy. She had her heart set on your winning. Now she says she doesn't even want to go to the party.
Well, I'm sorry, Agatha, but if you don't mind, I'm going out and talk to the squirrels in the park. The way things are going, they might be interested in my ancestors. Gracious, it's cold. Even the squirrels are hiding out.
Howdy there, partner.
Huh?
I see you're out of gulping in all the fresh air. You can, too. Mighty invigorating, ain't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, for goodness sake. Mr. Bradley. Well, this is a surprise.
You mean you knew me right off, partner?
Yeah, I recognize your hat and your spurs. Curly, my daughter thinks you're pretty wonderful.
You don't say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's nothing I like better than a young filly kicking up her heels. Ain't broke to the halter yet, eh?
Well, she hasn't been branded, but she's a mighty pretty little girl. Here, it just so happens by sheer coincidence that I have her picture with me. Here it is.
Say, that's a mighty pretty gal. Yeah. That's what I like, partner, a pretty gal.
Yeah.
Always have a pretty gal in my pictures. Nothing like a little old gal in a little old gingham dress, a little old poke bonnet, and a calico apron.
Yeah, well, surely, don't you mean a little old calico apron?
Yeah, a little old calico apron. Partner, there ain't nothing like American women. Always in my pictures with one of them staring into the setting sun, her trusting little face a-looking up at me.
Yeah, my, Mr. Brady, it must be wonderful kissing all those movie actresses.
Partner, I never kiss a gal in my pictures.
Huh?
Only my horse on the nose.
Yeah.
Nothing like having old paint and nuzzling up against my shoulder while that little old camera comes a-cantering right up there and gets a good look.
Yeah.
Oh, but just, partner, I've talked enough about me. Let's talk about your daughter.
Yes, well...
How did she like my last sister?
Yeah, oh, my... And so, Mr. Barker, I thought perhaps you might use your influence...
Listen, partner!
Partner?
I'm not talking about the business, Meek.
Yeah, well, I see. I'm just getting the business.
That's cowboy talk. Curly's my guest. I can't be bothering little old Curly with a bunch of autograph hounds. Besides... Elsie's got him corralled somewhere.
He corralled?
Yep. Curly's plum took it out. I want him slick and polished as a fire temper for the big whoop-de-doo tonight.
Whoop-de-doo?
You betcha. Elsie's the happiest gal in the world, Meek. It ain't every gal that can rope Curly Bradley to sashay with her in the Grand March.
Yeah, you mean because you're going to win, Mr. Barker?
Win? Hmm. Meek, like they said in the days of the Pony Express, I'm a-carrying the mail.
Here I am again. Home. Hello, Faggot. Hello. Say. Hi, Chloe. Well, didn't you three hear me?
Sure, we heard you. So what?
Oh, oh my.
Well, is there some little thing wrong?
Little thing? Everything's wrong. I won't lead the Grand March tonight. I won't even be there. And Richard will probably never ask me for a date again.
I guess there isn't a ghost of a chance of being named winner in the Distinguished Ancestors Contest tonight.
Yeah, and I went to all this trouble to look like a bum. It's all your fault, Morty.
My fault?
You're darn right. When you were having your good-for-nothing ancestors, why didn't you go all the way and have some we could use?
Greetings, my friend. My, you look unhappy, Louie. Did Mrs. Meek padlock the icebox again?
Oh, it's Morty, Mr. Weigel. He just ain't got the right ancestors.
Why, I thought Mr. Meek had a wonderful family tree.
Oh, the tree's all right, but the crop's a failure.
Well, just how far back can you trace your ancestors, Louie?
Well, I got a great uncle who was traced all the way back to Frisco before they caught him.
Well, say, Louie, if it's a distinguished family you're looking for, one whose reputation for honesty and integrity has been a household word for many generations, then you need look no further. Swift & Company's family of famous foods is it. And All Sweet Margarine, one of the youngest members of the Swift family, is carrying on in true family style. Why, already it's become the country's most asked for margarine. Yes, particular housewives have found that they can depend on All Sweet. They can depend on that delicate, natural flavor to glorify everything it's served with. They can depend on the generous amount of vitamin A in every pound of All Sweet to be the same winter or summer. They can depend on the fact that no table spread is more nutritious or more digestible. So, friends, whenever you buy margarine, choose the kind that you can depend on. Choose Swift, delicious, All Sweet with the delicate natural flavor.
Hello, dear. You can stop your acting and be doleful like the rest of us.
Doleful?
Mm.
Why, Daddy, I didn't really want to go to the ball tonight anyway. I know. Why don't we all go over to Rock City?
Rock City? What for? My beard's all grown out and I got my bum's costume on.
Uncle Louie, that's just kid stuff. Why, I've already put great-great-grandma's wedding dress back in the trunk. Ah, it's all so futile and childish.
Okay. I'm going downtown. Somebody around here's got to show some enterprise.
Hey, I'll answer. Hello?
Marty.
Huh?
I'm where I don't want to be.
Oh, you mean you're not in a restaurant?
A restaurant? Marty, I got thrown in jail.
Thrown in jail? And still daylight?
Yeah, jail. The pokey, the clink, the hooskow. Now you come on down here and get me out. They think I'm a real bump. They got me locked up for vagrancy.
Yeah, and people say justice is blind.
Mr. Meek, are you sure you want to claim that overgrown whale in cell number 5?
The whale?
Yes, he's always blubbering.
Oh, you should look, officer, that whale, I mean that man, is my brother-in-law.
Okay, Mr. Meek, I got a wife, too.
Yeah.
Say, you know that beard you got on? You're a dead ringer for somebody I've seen around the jail.
Oh, my gracious, I hope there isn't a reward posted for me.
Oh, no. This fella's been dead a long time. We got a picture of him in the cart room. Come on, I'll show you. And then let's get that brother-in-law of yours out before he eats us out of dry bread and salami.
Is it?
Hey, listen, Morty. Next time I call you from the jail, don't drag your feet getting there.
Oh, Louie, that's what I like about you. You're so grateful.
Hey, what's in that package you got down at the city hall. The one you're carrying under your arm.
And I'll tell you later, Louis. First, I've got some business to attend to. Now, you rush home for dinner and tell Agatha and Peggy to get their costumes on and then leave me a snack.
Are you crazy, Morty? I thought you was going over to Rock City.
Louis, there's no time to explain. Now, get going. I've got to see an absent-minded professor about a picture.
Hey,
Dr. Furmish, I was just on my way to see you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, Dr. Furmish, don't you recognize me with my beard?
Don't tell me. Let me guess.
What?
You're a slow leak from an old mattress.
Yeah. No, 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 no.
Well, I know I've seen you somewhere.
Oh, yes. On a box of cough drops, perhaps.
Yes.
No. Look, Doctor, I'm Mortimer Meek, Peggy's father.
Impossible.
Yes.
Hold still while I part your beard.
Yeah? Oh, no, that tickles.
Yes. There you are. Oh, I think I like you better with your face covered.
Yes. Now, look, now, Dr. Furmish, you've got to help me. I have to have some historical facts.
Oh, delighted. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Yeah, no, doctor. No, I don't want to go that far.
Oh, well, let's try this one.
Huh?
In 1776... the redcoats came with big black sticks. One if by land, two if by sea. Who in the world could the walking man be?
Now, please, Dr. Furmish, look, I'm a desperate man.
You are?
Yes.
Well, you have excellent makeup for the part.
Oh.
Go on.
No, look, I've got to find out about somebody here in Civic Center. Somebody who lived here years ago.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Yes.
Come, Meek, we're off to my library. Now, let me think, where did I misplace it this time?
Hello, Peggy.
Dave, where have you been?
Look, dear, I haven't time to explain. Now, do everything I tell you and everything will be all right.
But, Daddy...
Yeah, you and your mother get into your costumes and leave the house early.
Early? But why, Daddy?
Well, I have a big job to do in our attic.
What?
Yes, I haven't time to explain. Now, just get dressed and get down to the Civic Auditorium. Even tell your mother that I'll meet you there. And if I don't show up, don't worry. I'll be there on time. Now, do you understand, dear?
Well, sure, Daddy, but I...
Goodbye, dear. And trust me, I know what I'm doing.
Where can Mortimer be? Are you sure he said he'd meet us here, Peggy?
Don't you worry, Mother. Daddy knows what he's doing.
I sometimes wonder. Oh, but I'm glad you decided to come to the party.
Mother, there's Curly Bradley. Oh, doesn't he look wonderful?
Well, dear... Don't you think his shirt is just a trifle red?
Oh, no. It's just right with the rest of his clothes. Those beautiful chartreuse chaps. Those mocha boots. Those true blue eyes. Oh.
Peggy, he's coming over to talk to you. I'll go over with Louie and leave you alone.
Pardon me for busting in this way, ma'am, but seems to me I saw your photograph this afternoon. Sure did. The photograph your little old pappy showed me sure didn't do you justice, old man.
Oh.
Danged if you ain't the prettiest little critter I've seen in Civic Center.
Oh, I am.
You sure are. Remind me of my leading lady in my last picture, Dust on the Saddle. Why, your eyes are like a western sky.
They are.
And your hair is like a wind-blown sage. And your teeth are as white as scrub rocks at high noon in a desert sun.
You set aside old paint with me as we're ride into the setting sun.
Why, Elsie, ma'am.
Don't you Elsie, ma'am, me, you two-time and rodeo Romeo. Elsie, what on earth are you saying? Only that this barnyard bachelor said the very same thing to me not an hour ago.
What? Now, Peggy, ma'am.
Don't you Peggy, ma'am, me, you cowboy catching over. How dare you say my hair looks like sagebrush?
Well, golly, Peggy, ma'am. Elsie, ma'am, I think me and my guitar better get back on the stage.
Cowboy. Man.
Louie, have you found Mortimer?
No, sis. There's too big a crowd here. He wasn't anywhere around the refreshment table.
Oh, Louie, I could just die. Mr. Barker's about ready to make the awards for the most distinguished ancestor. And Peggy was counting so much on her father.
Oh, relax, sis. It ain't that important.
Oh, but it is. Not for me, of course. I'm thinking of Peggy. It'll break Peggy's heart if Elsie Martin gets to lead the Grand March.
Yeah, that little viper has been crowing about it all night. And to Richard, too.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Louis, Mr. Barker's going to make the award.
As chairman of Old Settlers Week and the Distinguished Ancestor Contest, I find I'm just a trifle embarrassed.
The old balloon head, he ought to be awarding the prize to himself.
As you know, my great-great-grandfather was the first mayor of the old town of City Center, Lawless Gout.
Oh, Louis, I was afraid this was the way it'd be.
And as you also know, my great-great-grandfather was one of the leading citizens in this area. However, my embarrassment is even greater because I've been given evidence by our noted historian, Dr. Furmish, which proves that there was an even more distinguished citizen than my great-great-grandfather.
Heavens, you don't suppose he means Curly Bradley's ancestor, the bad man, do you?
Knowing Barker, I wouldn't put it past him.
And so I award the first prize to a man whose great-great-grandfather was City Center's first sheriff. That illustrious citizen single-handedly repulsed one of the fiercest Indian attacks in this area, thus saving the entire community from destruction. I give you the direct descendant of that man and my most valued employee, Mortimer Meek.
Mortimer Meek? I can't believe it.
Agnes, you see what I see walking up on that stage in that long black frock coat and that floppy hat?
Louis, it's Mortimer in his great-great-grandfather's sheriff's uniform.
Won't you say a word, Meek? Come, Meek. As the descendant of fearless Frank Meek, everyone wants to hear from you.
Howdy, partner.
Yahoo! The next time Junior comes home from school and says, Mom, what you got to eat? I'm hungry. Pick him up with a slice of bread, spread from crust to crust with all sweet margarine and sprinkled with brown sugar. Now, what to Junior is only mighty good eating, to you is also good nutrition. For Allsweet makes that slice of bread a slice of extra energy. Yes, Allsweet's delicate golden goodness actually doubles the food energy in that slice of bread. Allsweet's an important source of vitamin A, too. Summer or winter, rain or shine, Swift & Company, whose business is nutrition, sees to it that every pound of Allsweet contains at least 15,000 units of vitamin A. Yes, when you serve Allsweet melting into mealy baked potatoes or dressing up vegetables, you know you're serving a rich, nutritious table spread. And a mighty good-tasting spread, too, with a delicate, natural flavor that comes from freshly cultured, pasteurized skim milk. Try Allsweet. See how its famous flavor, its nourishing richness, helps every meal at your house. Put it on your shopping list now. Yes, remember, Allsweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Meek!
Now the blow falls. Yes, Mr. Barker?
I knew all along you'd come through and bring additional prestige to Barker and Company. All in the family, you know. Fast thinking. You know our motto, Meek. Big business, quick decision.
Yeah, well, maybe we should change it, Mr. Barker.
Huh? Change it to what, Meek?
Big business, distinguished ancestors.
Yeah. Peggy, where are you going? I thought maybe Curly would sing us a song.
Yeah, Daisy, ain't you going to stay around and hear your dream man?
Sorry, everybody. I'm awake now. I just made a date with a modern cowboy, with Richard.
Richard, dear, a cowboy?
Sure, Daddy. A duckster cowboy. Oh.
This is John Weigel speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.